Welcome to News Video Clip. MAGA has been telling us for over a year. They've been bragging about how Trump's Border Patrol has been stopping all this crime, how it's been stopping sex trafficking and all this terrible sex crime. Well, guess what happened last week? My goodness gracious. Trump's Border Patrol chief, Mike Banks, suddenly quit after a report from the Washington Examiner that he hired sex workers in Colombia and Thailand. And Thailand is notorious for having underage prostitutes because the laws there are so lax. And here's what the Washington Examiner reported. Banks was, quote, known among colleagues for taking regular trips abroad to engage in sex with prostitutes. Banks even bragged about his deviant habits with his Border Patrol colleagues as he allegedly paid for sex with prostitutes while traveling across Colombia and Thailand over the course of a decade. There was an investigation into his behavior twice, but the probe was squashed by former Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who, of course, Trump fired about a month ago. So an amazing story there. Who would have thought another one of Trump's hypocrites would have to resign? And who knows what the truth is, but there are sources saying this man is a deviant. So I guess we'll just have to see what other sources tell us about this alleged behavior. Now, moving on, here's another Trump stooge. This is Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche being interviewed on Fox News, where he's going to make the false claim that the 2020 election was rigged. In fact, he claims there's tons of evidence.
She just said that we're going to find out that President Trump actually did win certain states in the 2020 election. Now, the president says all the time that the election was rigged. What have you done about that? Do you have any evidence that the election was rigged? What can you tell us?
Well, there's a ton of evidence that the election was rigged. That's not something the DOJ needs to tell you about. There's been evidence about that for many, many years. What I can tell you is that we have multiple investigations going on in Arizona, in Georgia, in Fulton County, Georgia, and that's exactly what we're looking at. By the way, this is very difficult because they're very good. They're very good at hiding up misconduct and hiding what they're doing. And so that's why we're very focused on finding out whether the right people voted, whether people who were supposed to vote voted, whether there was one vote cast per voter. And that's what we're doing in multiple states. And I expect, and again, people, you'll say to me, how long is it taking? Why is it taking so long? And the reality, the answer to that is because it takes a lot of work to uncover what happened in 2020. It takes a lot of old, good old-fashioned law enforcement police work, which is
wait a minute, Todd Blanche. It takes a lot of work to uncover all this corruption. But you said at the very beginning of that clip, and I quote, there is a ton of evidence that the 2020 election was somehow rigged. And but now you're telling us you don't have any actual evidence because it takes a ton of work to find this ton of evidence that you claim already exists. Anyone making any sense of this? Absolutely insane. It's so obvious he's lying. It's just pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. And we all know this has been debunked over and over and over. It's a tired old Trump lie. And what's happening here is Todd Blanche is the acting attorney general. He wants to be the permanent attorney general. So he's playing up to Trump and claiming that there was this big fraud in the 2020 election so that Trump will make him the permanent attorney general. Now, speaking of one more Trump stooge, Elon Musk was on Trump's trip to China. You remember that one, the one that didn't come back with any deals at all. And Musk was acting kind of weird when he was meeting the Chinese leaders. Now, he does have a self-admitted history of taking ketamine. I don't know if he was on ketamine here, but he sure is acting weird. Let's take a look at Elon Musk. So I don't know, kind of weird, kind of strange. He's supposed to be part of this big delegation to make all these great deals that Trump promised us were going to happen on that trip to China, and they never happened. Where are those great deals? Another massive failure for Trump and his stooge, Elon Musk. Alrighty, that's all the stories we have for today. You can find links to all of these stories right below the video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, we back up our stories. In fact, they don't even report real news. They just sit behind a microphone and lie and cash the checks. That's all they do. We actually bring you news and we back it up. Alrighty. Please like and subscribe, or you can hate and hate us and subscribe. You can hate me and subscribe. Just make sure you subscribe. Alrighty, we'll see you later with more news stories.